I know. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no.
Time's flying, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. Great show as usual. Another one coming to you live next week here from Prosper, Texas. Everyone have a wonderful Sunday.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair and the filly named Beautiful, who are both undefeated heading into the final. And racing fans, tonight, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over $109,000 last Sunday night. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Entry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us the day after Kentucky Derby number 151. And a quick note to the listenership. This hour brought to you in part by Naira Betts. Safe, legal, and secure. Naira Betts is your way to bet any track, anywhere, anytime. Naira Betts. Well, what a day at Churchill Downs. They once again broke all records in terms of parimutuel handle. Total parimutuel handle yesterday on the 14 race card at Churchill, better than $349 million, and that bested the $320 million that was wagered a year ago. And actually, the money bet on the Derby was also up significantly. $234.4 million bet yesterday on the Derby itself, and that was up from $210 million and change a year ago. All this under rainy, really looking at times miserable conditions, a sloppy, wet, muddy type surface. And we had good, safe racing, and I dare say a safe trip for everybody in the Kentucky Derby yesterday. We had 19 horses, and it really looked like a pretty cleanly run race, although if you looked at the jocks coming back, you could tell it was anything but clean out there between the lines. The California horses yesterday, I thought, really did well. Santa Anita Derby winner, Journalism, yeah, he was the 3-1 favorite. It's disappointing not to win. But he showed up at big time. He just could not outrun the winner, Sovereignty, for Billy Mott, the last 3/16 of a mile. And he got beat a length and a quarter on the square. But a big, big effort. And right in behind him, and this horse was finishing very, very well, Baeza, who drew into the race late in the week due to the defection of Bob Baffert's Grande. Rodriguez, and then Grande came out later. But when Rodriguez came out, that opened it up. for Baeza, who was second to Journalism in the Santa Anita Derby. He only had four races under his belt going in, and yesterday from the far outside with Flavion Pratt, he closed a ton of ground. A big, big effort to be third, beaten just about two lengths. Welcome aboard now, Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. He's at the South Point in Las Vegas. And hey, John, take a big, big bow. You were all in on Sovereignty. And boy, for those who paid attention, $17.96 the Wynn Mutual, and you also were very high on Compion for Richard Mandela, coming off a win here at Santa Anita in the Grade Two Santa Monica. She was an unbelievable 8-1 on the morning line yesterday, going 7/8 in the Derby City Distaff, and she ran absolutely lights out at 2-1. Just a great job. I hope everything worked out for you on a personal and financial level, John.
Yeah, it was a good day, Mike, and we had a terrific seminar here Friday night with John Lindo and Ralph Serrato. South Point puts on a terrific show.
Yep.
Yesterday they open up a ballroom. I swear to you, Mike, it's the size of 3 football fields.
Yeah.
It was full. People were having a good time. It was a party atmosphere. They really do a terrific job here, and the price is right. It costs you nothing. All you got to do is show up, and it was really quite a success for everyone involved. And it was a terrific day of racing, like you said. You know, it shows you one thing, Mike. You could race over a wet track. You could race over a wet turf course. You know, I don't want to knock Santa Anita in any way, but if this was in California yesterday, the Derby may have been run on Tuesday. Who knows? But they got it in yesterday. Safe racing, Mike. Safe racing, full fields. The California horses showed up.
Yes, they
did.
Had
nothing to be embarrassed about. They proved that there are great horses in California, and it was really a terrific day of racing.
And, John, they showed up at Churchill Downs. I talked about the money. 147,406 was the last tick there at the turnstiles at Churchill Downs. A massive crowd, and let's face it, adverse conditions. I'm watching on NBC all day. I got to say, John, it looked like people were really, really enjoying themselves, and that's what I've been saying for a long time. This is an incredible game. Let's don't be apologetic about it. Let's advocate for it. And a lot of young people, and NBC, kudos to them. They made a big point to show young people, but, you know, for goodness sakes knows, we need the younger demo. But they appeared to be having a great time, and I wasn't aware of any problems. I'm sure there were in different places. But a great day and wet conditions.
It really was, Mike. You know, it started on Friday with the bad weather. It came in the whole week. They were predicting rain, rain, rain. They weren't right, and then it really... it came in on Friday, but it hit hard yesterday, and it didn't stop raining because that track dries up faster than any track. But it was soup. It was really a mess.
Yeah.
And again, safe trips. And listen, it was a pretty even, a clean run race, let's be honest. Out of the gate, Citizen Bull crossed over and wanted to make it a point to get off the rail, so he may have bothered and squeezed some horses. And Burnham Square had a bit of a tough trip. If you go watch the replay, the ISO, Brian Hernandez opted to get to the rail like he did last year with Mystic Dan. The only problem is this year it didn't open up. But overall, the right horses ran, and the right horses ran well. Take nothing away from Journalism and his defeat. He ran a winning race.
Yeah.
He just ran into a better horse yesterday. And now it's going to be interesting to see who goes forward. I would be really surprised. Well, we're not going to see Baeza. We're not going to see Journalism. There's no point to run in 2 weeks. The big question is whether Bill Mott's going to bring Sovereignty back because, you know, this is a long summer. These horses, we're in for a treat this year, Mike. You're going to see these horses all year. You're going to see them in the Travis.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see them in the Haskell. You're going to see them in the Breeders' Cup. Why spend why empty the tank out now? The right thing to do is give them time. You know, you may even see some of them come back in the Belmont. They're going to be new shooters. I'm sure you're going to see Rodriguez. I'm sure you're going to see other horses that weren't able to make the Derby that may show up in the Preakness.
You know, Billy Mott, just ultimate respect for him. I was around him quite a little bit when he brought Cigar out here. And, you know, when he came to Del Mar and got beat, He handled that with just ultimate class. Yesterday after the race, of course, you got to ask the obligatory question about the second jewel in the Triple Crown, the Preakness. It's only 2 weeks from yesterday, 13 days from today. And he said, well, that puts a little pressure on. He allowed that. But he calls the shots. You know that. I loved his quotes overall. You know, he won it on the only disqualification for a riding infraction in the history of the Derby in 2019 with Country House, when Maximum Security, following a marathon 20-minute delay, was disqualified. And yesterday he said, we won it the right way. And he's so right. And Randy Moss was effusive in his praise on NBC, and he said, there is nobody in American racing better at pointing a horse for a big race than Billy Mott. Witness sovereignty. Second in the Florida Derby. All the chips weren't on the line. He goes back to Junior Alvarado. I can't believe he broke his shoulder on March 23rd at Gulfstream, and he's back yesterday and rode a tremendous race, John.
He really did. It was obviously the biggest win of his career. But back to Bill Mott. He's old school, Mike. You know, he's,
yep.
You won't find a guy that says a bad word about him. He's 100% all for the horse. He does the right thing. He's good for the game. You don't hear stories about this and that, and like they like to pick on other trainers. He flies under the radar, but he's as good or better than anyone else.
Just does an absolutely tremendous job. And started getting on horses, I guess, at age 15 at the racetrack. He grew up in South Dakota, hooked up with Jack Vanberg. I don't know how long he was with Jack, but it's obvious, John, this is a guy, the work ethic was imbued in him very early on. And to say that it stood him in good stead over the years is just a major understatement. What a tremendous trainer, a tremendous job. Let me ask you about Baeza. He was rolling late. I still think this colt has absolute tremendous upside. I think coming out of this race, the way he ran yesterday, I mean, he could really step forward down the line here this summer.
No question, and the key is his trainer. Everybody knows John Scherer's horses always improve. They just get better. He doesn't empty the tank early, you know.
Right.
And remember, he's lightly raced. None of these horses, for the most part, ever even saw a wet track. To run on a wet track the way he did, a terrific job. And he got beat like a nose for second or whatever it was. Just really a terrific, terrific job.
And John, address Copion and take a bow. In the Derby City distaff, she got bet to 2-1. I didn't think that was that much of a surprise. The line was not good. But she ran almost a second faster than the boys did two races earlier in the million-dollar Churchill Downs Stakes, 121 and change. A tremendous effort for Richard Mandela, and I know you really loved her yesterday.
I did, Mike, and what a terrific ride by Kazuchi Kimura. He didn't want to keep her inside because who knows if she wanted to deal with the kickback and everything else. He made it an effort to drop back and to come around. And could you win any easier than that horse did? I don't think so.
No.
And by the way, yesterday was also the return of Nisos to the races. He's been away for a long time for Bob Baffert. That was probably the best race of the day.
Blanket finish. Yep.
Yeah. You don't get a better race than that on a big day. Again, overall, you can't ask for a better day. It was just really good for racing. And racing in general should take a bow, and all the fans should take a bow because they showed up and they played.
You mentioned Nisos. He dead-heated for second yesterday. The race was won by Mindframe for Pletcher. He was best. He was eight wide turning for home. But, I mean, it looked like a turf kind of finish. It looked like maybe it was going to be five heads on the wire. It ended up four, and Nisos again in that dead heat for second, just an absolutely thrilling finish. Banishing was down inside of him and was flying late under Jose Ortiz for David Jacobson. And Mindframe, you just got to salute his form and the way he did it yesterday. Huge win under Irad Ortiz.
How about Mike Rapoli? He got to the winner's circle after all the help they put him through. They just torture him there. Every year he gets scratched in the Derby, I think three times or something.
I know.
Over the last couple of years. Well, and he just goes on social media.
I know.
And he gives it to him pretty good. But at least he got his win, so I'm sure it calmed him down a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, there were just some terrific stories in my, even in the Derby. There was a horse they paid $2,500 for that finished ninth. Trunk of Gold. They paid $2,500. Here he is facing million-dollar horses, and he finishes ninth. There were so many great stories in the story, and again, I keep repeating myself, but it was just a great day, and they should bottle that day and save it for as long as they can.
Back to Rapoli. Hey. He's loud, he's abrasive, he's obnoxious, but guess what, man? He writes those checks. So I guess that entitles him to some of that. But what about it? I mean, I thought he made a good point with Grandi, but I also think this, it's a people world, and it might have just gotten a little bit personal with him and the Churchill Downs folks, but they also probably did him a favor. I talked to John Lindo on the phone yesterday. He said, well, you know, if they wait till game day and they scratch him like they did last year, was it Fierceness? Then it becomes a vet scratch. Then you can't run in the Preakness if that's what you want to do next. So by taking him out in front of it, you know, on Friday, he can run in the Preakness if they so choose with Grandi. But Rapoli's point was he didn't see why. He said the diagnostics were clean. Todd told him this. Their vets said he checked out clean. Why couldn't they wait 24 hours? I thought he made sense there, but again, I don't know. I really don't know.
He did make sense, Mike. I think he missed it. I don't think he's going to be eligible to run in the Preakness from what I read or heard somewhere. Last night we were at dinner with Jay Friedman. I think he mentioned to me that he's not going to be able to run. I think I heard that. Maybe I heard it wrong.
Because of the scratch.
Again,
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, I guess they'll be looking at the Belmont or whatever. But again, you're going to have Rodriguez come back. You're going to have other horses that are going to show up. It's going to be interesting. And really, the ball is in Bill Mott's court. If he didn't run, Mike, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. This horse is owned by Godolphin. It's not like they need the money or they're going to want to press. And, you know, if he didn't run, I wouldn't be shocked. I would probably lay it 50-50, honestly, at this point.
Let's talk about Godolphin. They were 0-13 as far as the Derby goes going into yesterday. They finally kind of realized, hey, maybe we shouldn't be going to Dubai and then going to Louisville. Let's just go to this guy, Mott. He does a pretty good job, and we play it close to the vest. It worked out. To me, that was the winning formula. And what more can you say about the Stallion into Mischief, John? My gosh.
Oh, my goodness. You're right, Mike. And, you know, the Dolphins are bringing horses to this country, and they're giving them to good trainers. They're giving them to the Brad Coxes, to the Bill Motts. They wanted to win the Derby, and they got it done. And the Japanese horse is still looking for their first win. Steve Newsom looking for his first win.
Yeah.
So there are still plenty of things down the road to come for a lot of these connections.
Right. And just back briefly to Baeza. You know Brad Pegram, who represents Flavion Pratt, they had good offers. They must have. I mean, you're the reigning Eclipse Award-winning jockey. I mean, he's so incredibly good. But they just said, we're going to stand pat. If we're going to win the Derby, it's going to be with Baeza, and we're going to just hope he gets in. And he got in, and he ran huge. They ran third, beat about two lengths. So they made the right move.
Yeah, and they gambled, Mike. Listen, he was number 26 like 2 weeks ago, and it was like touch and go. You need six horses to come out for him to get in. But they knew something, and they just stuck to their guns. You know, they opted to ride the NeoQuest, but they were giving the agent the first call if they were fortunate enough to get in. It worked out well for them. The horse ran super. Pratt gave the horse a great ride, and this horse, like you said, Mike, has a bright, bright future ahead of him. This is a terrific crop, you know. The good horses are really good. This is a really, I mean, Journalism, Sovereignty, Burnham Square, Baeza, these are horses we're going to see all year round. This is going to be a good year for these horses.
Knock wood. Yeah. Everybody stays in training. John, we're going to get you back an hour or two. Take a look at Santa Anita 10-race card. I should definitely point out a two-day carryover in the $2 pick six at Santa Anita, $77,000 and change. Where do you want to go for radio here, hour one, John?
Let's go to Belmont Park, look at race number two. It's a mile and an eighth on the main track, and I like the number one horse in here, Otello, a four-year-old colt from the Chris Clement barn. Red Hot Dylan Davis aboard to ride. The horse is listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Should work out a great trip from the rail. I like number one, Otello, to win today's second race out at Belmont at Aqueduct.
At the Big A, post time for that 1:37 Eastern. And we'll try and get lucky with Otello and make it three in a row this weekend so far on radio, piggybacking on your huge wins yesterday with Sovereignty and the Derby, Copion and the Derby City Distaff. JONHARDOON.com. What's up?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Short menu today, Mike. Belmont at Aqueduct and San Anita.
Last thing, I know you're doing a show at the South Point this morning with Ralph Sirocco. What a crazy scene, I think, all over the country. I had people sending me pictures from race books all over Southern California, the Derby Room, Sammy's Original down here in Lake Forest, all over the place. What a great day, but I know it's a lot of work. You got to be looking forward to getting home pretty quick.
I can't wait to get on that plane to finally get some sleep, Mike. Yeah. I've been here since Wednesday, and it's been nonstop action.
All good. Don't forget, you got one more stop with us, John, so don't get too complacent.
I can't forget that, Mike.
All righty. Take care. Jonathan Hardin with the Rags and Sheets. Let's get back to Louisville, Kentucky right now and say hello to Ray Pollock. He heads up the biggest news aggregator in American racing. It's called the Pollock Report. I would encourage folks go there daily and do it often. Ray Pollock, good morning. How'd you survive Kentucky Derby 151?
Well, good morning, Mike. It was, as anybody watching could tell, it was wet for a couple of days, and it wasn't particularly warm, but it didn't seem to dampen the enthusiasm. They still got 146,000. They had record wagering on the day, record wagering on the Derby itself,
yeah,
and on their ever expanding Derby week. Which, where did it start? With 5-0 Tuesday, then Matt Wednesday, Thurby for Thursday, and then Oaks Day Friday. It's become a huge week at Churchill Downs. So I survived it fine. I'm back in Lexington, actually, and just looking to see who they're going to get for the Preakness. Because
what do you think?
It's kind of become the forgotten stepchild of the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
Bill Mott this morning said the right things politically. We have a lot of respect for the Triple Crown, but we're going to do what's right for the horse and let him tell us how he's doing. And
right.
So I don't expect any kind of a decision from that camp in the next few days. Really, there was not a lot of commitment to the Preakness by horses that ran in the Derby. And that's the nature of the game. As Mott said, horses in the modern era have longer careers if they space their races out more. Well, I'm not so sure that horses have longer careers even if they space their races out, because if they're good, they retire to stud at the end of their three-year-old season in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
But there's been talk for as long as for at least 20 years about the spacing of the Triple Crown races. And the Derby's not moving. The Belmont doesn't want to move, and that means that the Preakness is kind of stuck where it is. They're the only ones that want to change it.
Ray, as you're talking, I can't help but sit here and think, and you know my personal situation, but is there maybe even a little less inclination to run in the Preakness now, given the political climate with First Racing, Belinda Stronach, on everybody's minds, and there's news coming out of Florida, which we'll touch upon, but is there maybe an absence of any semblance of loyalty that we haven't seen?
I don't see how the situation with Belinda Stronach and what her company tried to do in Florida, it doesn't do any good. You know, people are not going to say, gee, I owe it to them to run. I think that ship has probably sailed. It's still a grade one race. It's the middle leg of the Triple Crown. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. You win the race and you can likely count on a stallion deal of some sort, which is what a lot of this is all about. It's a fun day, but you know, for the horses, it's not great to go 2 weeks after the Kentucky Derby. So I think we'll see very few horses in there. You know, and I heard that a little bit of talk about the horse that was scratched for Rapoli.
Grande.
You know, Todd Pletcher is not a big
Preakness guy.
Fan of the Preakness. He's had 65 Derby starters and 10 in the Preakness.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was skipping the Preakness before it became popular.
Exactly. Ray, I've been saying to me, I think the biggest storyline coming out of yesterday was the big dance that it was, as far as I can see, and, you know, I'd like to see maybe just the straight track feed, which I haven't been able to see yet, of the Derby itself, but it looked like a fairly run race, a cleanly run race. Everybody had their best shots, and the big dog showed up, Ray, under adverse conditions. To me, that's the biggest story on the afternoon.
Yeah, Sovereignty was sort of a little bit of an overlooked horse, you know, throughout the last week. There wasn't a lot of buzz about him, but he had done nothing wrong. We know that Bill Mott is a conservative trainer, one of those guys that knows how to bring a horse up to his peak performance on the right day. And the Florida Derby wasn't the right day. That I don't think Gulfstream Park's layout is really conducive to his running style. And, you know, because he lost the Florida Derby, didn't get up in time, I think he lost a few backers. So, you know, to me, he was probably one of the top three horses and certainly journalism as well. And you know, Baeza was a little bit of an unknown factor, ran big in the Santa Anita Derby, but, you know, didn't have a lot of seasoning.
Yeah.
And what a terrific race he ran, too.
I thought so.
And look, I got to say something else. This what a great week it was for California racing.
I agree.
You know, the journalism and Baeza finishing second and third in the Derby. Jay Privlin put out a tweet at some point yesterday about he listed a horse's goal-oriented, Tiz Secure, Mattaquette Road, Gaming, Nisos, Copion, and Hope Road ran 1-2 in the Grade 1 Philly race yesterday. Even a guide in the world, New Yorker, named Andy Serling, said anybody that knocks California racing might want to take a look at the results.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, hey, anybody can knock the declining purses, the let's face it, the major ownership entity out here. Very easy right. to take a look at that, see for what it is, what they are. But the people that are providing the product, they're doing their job. Look at the California bred for Brian Corner yesterday, Boss Sully, second in the Twin Spires Turf Sprint. Picked up $120,000 for running second. This is a horse I believe was 2-for-13 going into that race and ran a big second on the biggest stage in American racing. You put it all together, like you said, Mattaquette Road, Gaming, so on, you know, journalism, Baeza. Hey, our guys showed up. It's just too bad we're not in better shape out here.
Yeah. I thought the race, the Copion Hope Road race was spectacular too, finishing 1-2.
Yeah,
California-based horses. So there's a lot to be proud of for the California racing community with the way the horses ran. We know the fields are short. There's you've gone over for a while now. The horse inventory is a problem, but racing and training in California still produces champions and still produces horses that can compete at the top level anywhere.
Ray, we've got a couple of minutes here. Address, if you will, the Florida decoupling legislation. As I said, I think last week or the week before, the best thing that can happen in these kind of cases, and it happened here big time, you get that sunlight into those dark corners and the little bugs, they start running for cover and everything. This thing was exposed, this legislation, which there was some backroom negotiations going on dating back to last summer. Apparently, it's done for now in the Florida State Legislature, but that doesn't mean it's gone forever. Your take on the situation?
Well, the same thing happened in Florida with quarter horse racing and standard bred racing, and all of the other paramutuals were decoupled. And, of course, dog racing was eliminated by popular vote of the state. But It didn't, when they decoupled those other racing entities, they didn't do it the first year, and they came back again and they got it done the second time. We're going to see the same thing here, unless there's a change of heart up there in Aurora, Canada, in the suburbs of Toronto. So I think that they're going to come back, and there's some politics going on in Florida. Big surprise there that it's an all Republican run governor and the two chambers of the legislature, but they're not a friendly group right there. The governor's having trouble with the House. The House is the ones that were pushing the hardest for decoupling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think going forward, I think the politics of Florida is going to be playing here too, and that's probably not good, because racing could just end up being a pawn on that political side.
Ray, real quick, in an immediate sense, apparently Belinda Stronach, Gulfstream, they're only contractually obligated right now to run 40 days a year to keep the gaming license. Is that the case?
I believe that's the case. They actually have two licenses. They have one is a nonprofit. I don't quite understand all the ramifications of that, but each license has to run, I think it's 40 days. So, you know, conceivably they could cut back to just running a championship meet.
Well, Ray, your opinion, real quick, is there a possibility there would be that kind of contraction, unilateral contraction on the part of Belinda Stronach there at Gulfstream?
I could see it happening if it made economic sense for them to do that.
Right, right. Right now, as far as I know, it's a profitable enterprise, correct? The way
I
it's
think so,
rolling right now.
We don't have access to the numbers, but you know, from what sources I've talked to with the company, it has been profitable in the past. I think some of the things they've done have maybe cost them money. You know, some of the Pegasus stuff costs a lot of money, just like, you know, we saw with California Crown. They spent a lot of money on that, and that's a one and done. So, you know, they can make money there if they just stick to racing.
Ray Pollack, man, it's always a pleasure. Enjoy the time. Thank you so much, and I'm sure you're recuperating today, maybe for a couple of days. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Hey, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. And now just a couple of quick words from the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club.
Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to dmtc.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, all right now. Down at Old Del Mar.
Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading rider Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Kimmel's, you'll be glad you did.
Never mentions the word addiction.
And welcome back. My sincere thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. My name is Mike Willman, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on the home of the Angels, AM 830. And right now we're going to get down Catella Avenue and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, who heads up the publicity efforts at night and really all the time there at Los Al. Hey, Orlando, good morning. How you doing day after the Derby?
I'm doing great, Mike. What a sensational day at the track. It was so much fun to just be at Los Alamitos and watching the big Derby Day program. It was a fun day and an absolutely fun night for sure.
And I think I saw where you guys had the best handle you've had in quite some time.
Yeah, the big day, the big business day translated to a big business night. We had the first $2 million night at Los Alamitos since the Edberg trials of last year. That's back in May. The early pick four pool was a season high. We ended up having a tremendous opening race. The first race handled huge. The win, place, and show pools were tremendous in that first race. And the momentum continued. And it continued with some good racing as well. We had a lot of juvenile races, and the babies came out flying, some good performances mm-hmm. as well. We had the running of the La Pacifica handicap with an up-and-coming three-year-old by the name of Hot Temptation that took care of business nicely for Eddie Willis's barn. But the one thing I just want to say, Mike, is I want to thank you and John Lindo for all the support you give us here at Los Alamitos Racecourse. You provide a great outlet for the fans to listen to the sport they love, horse racing. And let me tell you, walking around the track yesterday, the staff was telling me how many new people were there, and the mood was tremendous. In the Vessels Club, the outdoor patio was filled. The bar area was full. The indoor dining room was packed. And it was just a great, great day to see so many people that love horse racing being out at the facility.
Wait, thanks for saying that, Orlando. And again, I haven't seen the numbers from the various satellites, but from what people were sending me via text yesterday, I mean, it looked like the brick-and-mortar satellites here in Southern California, anyway, were just absolutely bustling, and you're backing that up with what you saw at Los Alamitos for all the simulcast action. As you're talking, I can't help but think, you know, here in California, due to the disastrous winter we had in 2019 and our embrace of PETA, Kathleen Guillermo, the animal rights folks, we had people, involved in positions of influence telling us, oh, no, don't say anything. Don't poke the bear. Well, guess what? Here we are. You know, you got to stand up for yourself. It's just like when you go to school. If you got boys, you tell your kids, hey, don't let anybody push you around, because you do that and you're going to start getting pushed around a lot. You've got to advocate. You got to stick up for yourself. And here's something else. You talk about television ratings. Anybody in local news will tell you, Orlando, very few things work better than weather and, of course, car chases. But yesterday we had weather at Churchill Downs center stage. It didn't seem to dissuade anybody on site or out here in satellite land. People got a kick out of it. They rolled, they had fun, and they bet their money.
No doubt about that. Like I mentioned, the outdoor patio, and the weather was a little bit overcast, but it was packed just everywhere. You know, people were wearing some coats. But the biggest thing that I saw was just the camaraderie that they had outside, just having
right.
a good time. A big Derby Day crowd, and they were there nicely suited, nicely fit, beautiful hats everywhere, and a lot of fun. And the beer was flowing. Good thing all around.
And as far as the attire goes, I'm sure you stepped up your game as well. Let's talk about tonight, Orlando. You got 10 races. You get underway at 6:15 p.m., and you got a really good feature race on the back end of the program tonight.
No doubt about it. And now two horses that look like they're continuing to be stars, shaking going on. One, the Los Alamitos folks last out. That's the grade one race for the Phillies. One of the 3-1 as the favorite. It was a very, very good field. And she did it from the inside post. just continues to look very impressive here at Los Alamitos for trainer Eddie Willis. And Eddie could enter this horse in the La Pacifica, but decided to step her up against the older mares. And he could sweep the weekend stakes races. She'll be going against Miss Aisao JQN, the Brazilian superstar. Since arriving here at Los Alamitos after going 10-for-10 in Brazil, she's won three races, ran second four times, all of them at the top level. So she's been in the top two in all seven of her starts here in the United States. I'm looking forward to this matchup. It's really going to set up the rest of the year nicely. See if Miss Aisao JQN continues to be the top H mare in the same for shaking going on in the Philly division. So really good race at 350 yards. That's race number 10. And we are adding the 10,000 into the pick six, Mike, to make that even more fun.
Okay. And again, the eight horse, the Brazilian bred, the 8-5 favorite on Ed Burghardt's morning line. How about a best bet somewhere on the 10 race program?
I'll go to race number 9 and number 5, El Compa 30, at 5-1 odds for trainer Elena Andrade. Jockey Cesar Franco and Elena have made a good working partnership. He's having his best meet so far, Cesar Franco is. And El Compa 30 is an improving colt. Had some hard times in the gate, wasn't breaking very well, was misbehaving, but last out, when running second, that was his most professional effort, and I think he can really fly out of the gate this time around as he continues to improve. He's surrounded by a bunch of horses that are not the quickest out of the gate, so at 5-1, it gives him a chance there if he can get to a good start. Number 5, El Compa 30 at 5-1 in race number 9.
And Orlando, only got a few seconds, but I just want to encourage folks, if you're looking for something to do at night on a Saturday or Sunday, you know, you want to take some people, you want to take a date, take your wife, Orlando, your pricing is so incredibly reasonable. The food is great. The draft beer is cold. I can't say enough about it. And you're hanging out with people that like racing. It's just a great destination, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Let's try and get some more people out there.
No doubt about it. Free parking, Mike, and a lot of people that came out for the Derby stuck around for the night races, and it was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you for all the fans that came out. Give us a call and book your table for Preakness Day.
Okay, terrific, and that'll be in just 13 days. Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos. Folks, if you're getting hungry, I know I am, why don't you think about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne? As we often say, they're on the southwest corner at D Street and Foothill, just behind In-N-Out, right next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. We're going to step aside just for a couple of minutes here, and coming back very strong with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com, looking for a big day today at the Big A Aqueduct. That and much, much more. Kurt Hoover from FanDuel, top of the next hour. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses season strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair and the filly named Beautiful, who are both undefeated heading into the final. And racing fans, tonight, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over 109,000 last Sunday night. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart's Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, John Lindo on the road today, and he said, hey, be sure to mention that Boss Sully, trained by Brian Corner, the California Bred of the Week, second in yesterday's $600,000, what was the name of the race? The Twin Spires Turf Sprint at 5.5. And this horse putting some numbers up on the board. Coming in, he had 5 wins from 13 starts. And this is a 5-year-old gelding by Street Boss. Picked up $120,000 yesterday for running second. So his earnings now getting close to $370,000. Owned by Edward Brown, Phil Lebers, and bred by the PT Syndicate here in California by Street Boss out of the Candy Ride Mare. Eternally, that is Boss Sully, second in yesterday's Grade 2 $600,000 Twin Spires Turf Sprint. He's the California Bred of the Week. And right now, the New York Bred of the Week joins us, Matthew DeSantis, on behalf of NyraBets.com. Hey, Matt, congrats. I know you were all over Copion in yesterday's Derby Day Distaff. What a tremendous effort going 7/8 for trainer Richard Mandela.
Absolutely. Listen, there's few handicapping angles that I love more than when Richard Mandela ships out of California. When
right.
that happens, I bet with both hands. So,
yeah
great effort, and what a thrilling division, too.
Totally agree. Hey, let's talk about the business at hand. First of all, a weather update. You guys have a 10-race card there at Belmont at Aqueduct, and you got a series of 3 graded stakes on the 10-race card. Races 7, 8, and 9 set the table for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You got the Vagrancy going off in race seven, which is, again, a very nice race. You have a horse like Leslie's Rose in there, who people might remember from the Oaks Trail. The Begay is actually where my top pick's coming from. And then in the Westchester, Pearson's might have skipped this race, but you got a horse like Bishop's Bay in this race. So okay. It's a really nice race. A little bit of weather, but right now we're fast and firm.
Come with the best bet, Matt.
Absolutely. Number two, Heredia in the Begay, which is race number 8, 4:24 p.m. Eastern post time. This is a horse that ran third to Inspiral, one of the great European fillies, last time out. The problem is last time out was October 2023, but this one is in Graham Bochy's barn. Graham has done a great job chaining this one up. I just think she's got the best back class in the field, and at 9-2, you're getting the best odds in the race on her. So number two, Heredia, for me, is the best bet of the day in the Begay.
Hey, Matt, thanks for y'all's support. Folks, Naira Bets, safe, legal, and secure. Naira Bets is your way to bet on any track, anywhere, anytime. Naira Bets, and courtesy of Naira Bets, we have Matthew DeSantis every Sunday. Thank you so much, sir. And he just went. Anyway, folks, we are going to step aside for just a couple of minutes. Coming back strong with a good friend, longtime friend, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV. He's going to lead things off. He's going to be followed by John Sherva of the LA Times. He covered the Derby and more. Stay with us.
Preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair and the filly named Beautiful, who are both undefeated heading into the final. And racing fans, tonight, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over $109,000 last Sunday night. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And folks, a reminder, this hour brought to you in part by Naira Betts. Safe, legal, and secure. Naira Betts is your way to bet any track, anywhere, anytime. Naira Betts. And now, courtesy, or on behalf, I should say, of FanDuel TV, my longtime friend, former professional colleague, if you will, for many years at Hollywood Park in Santa Anita, Kurt Hoover. Hey, Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. That sounds official, doesn't it? Professional colleagues? Is that what we did all
Well,
year?
I was just, I don't know why, I was kind of reminded of the dean, the late Jack Carlick, and he used to always refer to the other scribes as his colleagues and so on.
Right?
Yeah.
kind of a demeaning way of referring to your right in a
As soon
way.
As the guy turned the corner, there could be a dart thrown. You never know.
For sure.
But did he make you laugh, Kurt? Of course,
yes,
he did.
Many times, Mike. Many times.
I told people that guy, he was just one of those guys. He walked into the room, I just start laughing. He just had it.
Mike. Unique individual.
Indeed, he was. Hey, I want to just get the word out. I was remiss in hour one. We're going to have a heavyweight fight here, Kurt, in terms of selections in race two. A couple of guys with stopwatches. I'll give the first one out. Toby Terrell, on behalf of Winner's Card, says, hey, I like the weight off with Welf and Arantes getting on number two, Concord Bridge, 5-1 on the morning line. Toby says that's going to be his best bet for radio, number two, Concord Bridge, in race two. Kurt, I hate to admit, but I didn't see anything you guys did from Santa Anita yesterday. I had to get married to the NBC show from Churchill, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. One thing I didn't understand, I don't remember them doing it before, maybe they did, but they were showing the odds to the Derby and keeping you abreast how the money was going throughout the day, but they didn't have the field listed in post position order. It was by money bet, and I just thought it was confusing. It was hard to find certain horses. I wish they'd just go back to post position order and put the odds next to it. But anyway, your take on the entire show yesterday from Churchill, the racing, the California bred horses showed up, the Santa Anita bred based horses. I thought just a great show on balance.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. And I'll tell you what, you missed very little if you didn't catch our show, because I was on very, very little, just kind of manning the desk at Santa Anita while Vince went on back at Churchill.
Yeah.
But great coverage of the races, Mike. I thought a great day of racing. The undercard races were excellent. The weather, I mean, it rained, but to me, it really didn't have any effect on things. I didn't notice anything. I mean, the turf was fine. As you and I have often talked about, I always thought a little bit of rain does well for a turf horse, kind of tightens things up and picks it up. The Derby itself was a sensational race, I thought, Mike. The first two horses ran absolute winning races.
Yeah.
I thought both riders rode perfect races. I mean,
agreed.
If you watch that, right, you know, if you watch the head on of the start, Mike Rispoli was almost got squeezed by that horse that came out to his inside. And I thought the only way to describe it, Mike, from playing ball is he kind of like got positioned for the rebound. He muscled up in there with his horse,
yeah,
got to the wood, and held the position. And I was saying, you know, talking about the race, Mike, if you don't hold that position and you go out the back door, it's adios. You're going to run 17.
You're going to be buried.
Position.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to get buried, Mike. And I thought he did a great job of establishing position. He moved at the right time. He went by all the dead wood and the horses that were stopping in front of him. And same with Sovereignty. Junior Alvarado had a great race. He came right around journalism. They battled it out in the stretch like a good horse race, Mike. They ran 1-2, and I thought they both ran really, really well. Baeza, I thought, closed good ground for an inexperienced horse. I thought he ran well. The rest had a lot of work to do, Mike. It was a long, long ways back
to
the rest of the field. And all week, Mike, I had several people tell me, boy, it looks like a wide-open derby. I said, you got different PPs than I do. I think there's three or four horses that could win,
right,
and that's about it. And they ran 1-2. I really thought there was that type of race, Mike. But I think with this point system, a lot of those horses that get points early on, they're kind of over the top or they just don't move forward, but they've got those points. So they end up
100%.
In the derby. Right, Mike? And you look through some of those horses, they had no chance. I mean, they'd be lucky to run fifth if they ran the best race, right? And it's horses that are peaking, like the winner. Two starts was peaking. Journalism, great job by Mike McCarthy getting the horse to peak. So I think the Derby, to me, Mike, has almost become an easier handicapping, if that makes sense, because there are so many horses in there.
Well,
I was talking to a good friend of mine tonight before we spent about an hour on the phone handicapping. We both came to that conclusion going, there's a lot of horses in here that we don't need, that I just, you know, I'm glad they're in there. Great for the connections running the Derby. But they really don't belong in there.
Kurt, you know, I had a ton of respect for Sovereignty. I love the way Billy Mott brought him up to the race. His
right.
loyalty with Junior Alvarado. By the way, as you know, Kurt, we do the show from the Big A here in Anaheim. I just hope Anthony Rendon looks at the quotes from the winning jockey of yesterday's Kentucky Derby, Junior Alvarado. Kurt, he broke his shoulder in a spill at Gulfstream on March 23rd. Not 2021, March 23rd this year. He's 38 years old, a Venezuelan native. He's a class act. He bounced back, and Billy Mott was loyal to him, put him back on the horse, and he just outran journalism the last 3/16ths. He was drawn away there at the wire to win by a length and a quarter. Top to bottom, it really was a great show.
Yeah, and again, Mike, the track was sloppy, but did you think it really had any effect on the race? I really did.
That's the good, to me, really, Kurt, that's the biggest story of the day was that everybody seemed to run their race. It was a cleanly run race for a 19 horse field. It really was, to me, that's the biggest story of the day. Hey, we can still play this game in the slop, in the mud. Remember when we were young, Kurt, had some of my best times at Santa Anita going out there when it was muddy. Now we're told, because we're greatly influenced, if not run by the animal rights folks, that we can't do that. It's insane.
I had the same thought, Mike, because so many times when we were first going to race, you saw days like that and things went fine. And hey, some of the horses in the Derby 8 flopped, but they weren't going anywhere anyway. That wasn't the reason they ran 17th or 15th. They were just in too tough. So great show, Mike. I thought both riders just rode picture-perfect races, you know, and that's why you hire big-time riders for those races. So great day. I had to laugh to Mike. One of my soapbox things, once again, post position played absolutely.
I know.
No,
you're never going to back off.
Zero.
I'll tell you
zero
this with the new gate, Kurt, your argument has quite a little bit more credence. I want to say this, too. A tip of the cap to John Sheriffs. Baeza lightly raced. They went back there hoping somebody's going to ask him to the prom. They finally were able to draw him when Rodriguez scratched. I think this horse, Kurt, I really believe he has absolute tremendous upside.
I couldn't agree more, Mike. The day he ran the Santa Anita Derby, I was reporting out in the paddock that day. I'd never seen the horse up close by. He's an absolutely gorgeous racehorse, which he should be with his pedigree, but he just jumped out at me in his physical looks and how good he looked. And to me, Michael, horse, you're just only going to get better with that pedigree and lightly raced. I think, Mike, also, it showed, you know, I've been talking recently about buyer numbers, because way back somebody was criticizing them or saying something. I said, look, they're really good numbers. Sheets are great. Rag is in Thoroughgraph, whatever you use, they're good too. But the reason buyer numbers have been around so long is because they're good. There were only two horses going to the Derby that had triple-digit buyers, Mike, only two, and they ran 2-3. Journalism, Baeza, and Sovereignty beat them off a couple of good races. And to your point, too, Mike, on Bill Amott, I thought the same thing the night before handicapping the race. I said, he's bringing this horse up. This horse is peaking. He hadn't run since October.
100%.
He was all out to win the Fountain of Youth. I doubt he was cranked for the Florida Derby. He got his points. And then a nice steady work tap. Kind of old-school horsemanship, I thought, Mike.
Absolutely, no question about it. And, Kurt, I also want to point this out. At some point, you know, Mike Tirico, you probably weren't aware, but he couldn't finish the day. He had some sort of an allergic reaction to something.
Yeah, I read that.
Really, too. He does such a great job. But there was a piece or an interview with Michael McCarthy, who we used to call Whitey. You know, he graduated from Arcadia High School. And they said he grew up near Santa Anita in Arcadia, where he could hear the call of the races from his front lawn. Well, I know he's a little long in the tooth, because since the new sound system, and I called it Horseshoe a couple of weeks ago, and it is, you can't hear anything even when you're there, let alone out on the perimeter.
Yeah, you could in the old days, because I had a friend who grew up right above the operative, too, and we used to hear the calls up there when we were in high school. You absolutely could hear the calls. It's funny, Mike, you mentioned Arcadia High. Three Arcadia High graduates yesterday.
How about that?
Andy Biancone, Michael McCarthy, and myself, all Arcadia High School graduates. So we did the Apache proud yesterday. several years apart, I think Andy and I are about 40 years apart when we graduated, but we did graduate from the same high school. I texted Whitey, as I still call him, because I've known him for so many years after the race. I just said, hey, great job. Horse ran super, great training job. He texted back some other things, and his last thing, Mike, was, just got to find one for next year now. You know, that's how this game is, right?
Yeah.
You're running second, running great. You're already thinking, I got to go to the sale, find somebody else. he's a friend, Mike, a very good friend, but he did a hell of a job with journalism. That horse absolutely peaked, got the Los Alpes Charity, San Felipe Derby, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Everything went well. It also reminded me, Mike, I saw Wayne Lucas interview. I caught very little of the NBC broadcast, but I did see Lucas, and it took me back to 1988 when I first started, and I was green as grass, Mike, and I had that little handheld recorder, which you remember, that we used to do interviews for K-Win on.
Yeah.
And I went back to the barn area, and here's Wayne Lucas. You know, I'm intimidated. I don't know what to say. And he couldn't have been more gracious and nice, and was right around winning colors time. And he said something that stuck with me, and it stuck with me yesterday. To win the Derby, everything's got to go right. Everything has to go right going up to the race.
Yeah.
Meaning works, weather, health, and you look at journalism and Sovereignty, look at their form and the way things went. Everything went right. You know, they didn't miss a work. They were healthy. They were sound. The races went at the right time. They got to the race in peak form, and they ran lights out. Really just a great horse race, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, Kurt, we talked in the last hour about how good business was overall. You know, they broke all handle records again. Derby Day, all sources handle on the 14 race card there at Churchill, $349 million. That was about $29 million than last year. And on the Derby itself, $234.4 million. That was up from almost $211 million in 2024. And Kurt, I had different people sending me text messages with photos from the Derby room out here at Fairplex, from Sammy's Original in Lake Forest, from the OC Tavern, from different places, and Los Alamitos was wall to wall. This game is incredibly popular. It really is. And the rain did not dissuade a single soul.
No, not at all, Mike. A good friend of mine was at Sammy's. He sent me a picture. He said, and he goes there a lot, he said, I've never seen a place like this. This
right?
crowded, whether it's Breeders' Cup Derby, absolute wall to wall. You could see the same thing at Churchill. Yeah, it's such a great game. And I thought it was on display yesterday, Mike. Like I said, the undercard race is really good. The turf racing was great. You know, one other note, talking about the winner, Godolphin, they chased the Derby for so long.
Through Dubai. They stayed home with Billy Mott.
Yeah. And homebreds, Mike. They won the Oaks and the Derby with homebreds. And you remember back in the day, buy horses from here and pay a lot of money. And now they got a homebred. And I looked up that mare just to show you how this game is crowned. She never ran, the Dame of Sovereignty. She never raced. But she was by Empire Maker. She had a really good pedigree.
Right.
And Rider to Into Mischief, who speaks for himself. Just thought that was kind of cool how the homebreds, after all that trying and all that wanting to win that race. It's funny, Mike, more money than anybody in the world, and all they want to do is win the Derby, and they got it.
You know, Kurt, you were talking earlier about Whitey, Michael McCarthy, saying to you, just got to find one for next year. I mean, you get that. I think of Charlie Whittingham, Kurt. The year he won it with Ferdinand, Shoemaker, all-time great Derby ride. He cut down to the rail. He got through. You know, I remember interviewing him years later about it, and he was just talking what was his thought process was through the entire race, especially the last 5/16 of a mile, how things went right. But the point I'm about to make is I don't think Charlie had run a horse in the Derby leading into 1986 since 1957, I think it was, with a horse named Gone Fishing, who was off the board. And Charlie, hey, man, he built a Hall of Fame career with older horses, grass, dirt, long, you know, but the Derby wasn't his thing. Guess what? He won it in 86, and he was back. He was back, and he struck again in 89 with Sunday Silence. I think in 87, Shoemaker rode Temperate Sill, but I might be wrong about that. But
that sounds right.
He hadn't run in all those years, and then even at his advanced stage in life, man, he wanted more of it.
No, I think that you get that taste, Mike, too, and that day is such an event. I mean, you know, the Super Bowl is one game, but Derby Day is all those races leading up, and you've been back there with a good horse. You know it's a different ball game back there. It's a free-for-all. And, you know, they were showing McCarthy and the owners coming over from the backside, Aaron Wellman and company, and, you know, and I'm thinking, man, that horse is walking down that road. There's a zillion people around. Half of them have no idea what they're doing. You know, anything could spook that horse.
I know.
And you could just see McCarthy's face, like, let's just get to the racetrack.
Right.
Get to the gate and avoid all this nonsense back there. I don't mean in a bad way, but you know what I'm saying, Mike? You had your good horse when you went over there, and it's a free-for-all. And that was, what, 30 years ago, 25 years ago. It just has exponentially grown. You could see the mass of people on the track with those horses before the race. That was, it was just, you know, it's such a, circus is not the right word, but it's such an event. And for the horse and the people, you got to handle it. And then, you know, Mike, you and I have seen it. You've seen jocks melt down in the race. You've seen horses melt down. You've seen trainers melt down. It's a pressure-packed deal, and it's the big time. And it's so different than the day-to-day part of our game.
Kurt, my only personal experience was in 2004, the year Smarty Jones won, talking about things that can happen, and they do happen in this game. And you try and minimize the chances of it, but we schooled my horse McCann's Mojave in the paddock on Thursday, Derby week, the day before Oaks Day, which is a huge day, schooled him in the paddock, and then we were shorthanded. You know, I had Leonard Dorfman, and Leonard didn't make it there till I think Thursday around 2 in the afternoon, something like that.
So you and the groom.
It was me and the groom. That was it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hardly breathe. My asthma was just terrible. So I'm walking this horse, and Kurt, he'd been in the paddock. He got out of his stall and went over there. And I'm telling you what, he was full of himself. You know how big that horse was.
Yeah.
We got back to the barn, and we were in with a guy named Steve Penrod. And John Sheriffs was on the other side of the shed. We were on the same side with Richard Mandela. And Rock Hard 10 was there. I think he had been with Mike Orman, but by that time he was with Dick, but he wasn't able to get in the Derby. Anyway, I'm walking him back. Everything's cool. I get back to the barn, and everybody's got their bandages drying out. You know, it's part of the routine. You wash them, just the wraps, and they're hanging there. Well, a gust of wind came up, and I've got McCann, and I mean, I thought he was going to go through the roof.
Oh,
he
man,
went up.
Go.
John Sheriff's is standing there, and I'm a rube. And he comes up, Mike, I got this. Thank God. You know,
thank God he was there, right?
Yeah, and John's about 4 or 5 inches taller than I am. He got him under control, put the lip chain on. Hey, we're good. But that's the kind of stuff that can and does happen in this game. They're animals. They're high-strung.
That's it.
When they get run on their mind by, like, taking them out of their stall in the afternoon, it can be a little dicey.
No, it can, Mike, and I've said it so many times. Somebody taught me a long time ago. We try to put human traits on horses, and they're not. They're animals, and certain situations they're going to do stupid things, or they're going to do things that they do in the wild. That's what they do, and you know, on those kind of days, one thing goes wrong, and pretty soon you're scratched, and you're down the road, and it just happens so fast. One other race I just wanted to mention, Mike, yesterday, because it was such an impressive win and a nice comeback, Copion, Kazushi Kimura, Richard Mandela, right?
Unreal.
I mean, Kimura had that injury; he missed all that time at the start of the meet. He lost a ton of business. To go back there and get the money from Mandela, and Mandela put him back on that horse, and she was miles the best. Just, I thought, impressive, and just a really good rider, Mike. I hope he keeps rolling because he can really ride.
I sent Brian Beach a text. I couldn't help it. I mean, he said that jock.
I did too.
He's a world-class talent. And, you know, Juan Hernandez had a little bit of success. He had some seconds and stuff. Hopefully he got known, got his name out there a little bit more, because we know how good he is.
No question, Mike. I thought the same thing when Hernandez won that race back there for Baffert. I think that's a big, big deal, and both really good riders. Like I said, the whole day was good, Mike. I couldn't think of one negative thing except I got beat up gambling. Besides that, the whole
sometimes
it'd
be like that. Well, listen, Kurt, this is all the wind-up. The pitch is coming in a moment. Yeah. We're looking for a selection from you on the 10-race card today at Santa Anita with a double carryover at 77,000. But go ahead and process this. Andy Harrington's going to take on Toby Terrell in race two. Andy Harrington from National Turf. He says, let's go with Kid Dynasty. Debuted in a really tough race, has come back with a series of good drills, and he's been best every time in company. And we got Ray Lou Gutierrez riding for Tim Yachteen. Kid Dynasty, 8-1 on the line. That's going to be Andy Harrington's best bet in race two. What about yourself, Kurt?
Yeah, Michael, I said the other pleasant surprise from yesterday was the carryover. I didn't think there would be one with two odds-on favorites, but I think just in smaller pool, enough prices to mix it up. So we got a nice carryover. Let's go to the 10th and final race, 6 furlongs on the turf, California-bred fillies and mares, an allowance race, a very good betting race, and I've been waiting for the one horse to run back, Elegant Sway for Andy Mathis. Two starts back February 15th when she was with Victor Trujillo, she had a horrible trip going a mile in the grass. Never had a chance. She bounced off the rail. She was bogged down on the inside. She was claimed out of that race by Andy Mathis, who runs a really good outfit. I thought last time, Mike, she does not want to be on the lead. She ended up on the lead last time down the hill, and I don't think that's the way she wants to be ridden. I think she's best from off the pace, and I'm guessing that's why the blinkers are coming off today. Two good works since the race, a couple of nice half-mile easy works. Kyle Frey rides back, which I like, and I think she'll come from off the pace today, and she can finish with a good trip. So let's go to number one, Elegant Sway, 10th and final, 5-1 on the morning line.
And, Kurt, what about FanDuel? When are you going to be on today there at Santa Anita?
Yeah, it's going to get some airtime today, Mike. Yesterday I was just kind of a statue. You talk about a skeleton crew, Mike. We had myself and our cameraman, Tim Herrera. We had two people just sat on the set all day and did very little. We didn't earn our money, but it makes up for the busy days.
I get back to the old Dick Riley thing. The check, it paid the same. Right. That's the main thing, yeah. Make sure it hits the bank.
On Thursday. I'm still getting the check Thursday, Mike. That's the important part. Yeah, but today.
Well, I'm not, Kurt, as you know. So anyway.
Right. If you need a little mic, I can maybe spot you till next week.
It wasn't that funny. Anyway, Kurt, have a great day. Good luck with number one, Elegant Sway. Appreciate it very much.
Should be a good time. It's going to be me, Dave Weaver, and Joaquin Jaime. I'm looking real forward to a Nuts and Bolts. You know those kind of days after big days, Nuts and Bolts, good gambling, good handicapping, a good cruise.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it.
Some beverages wouldn't hurt a thing. Thanks so much, Kurt. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. See ya.
Let's get back. I think we're heading to I-75 somewhere between Louisville and Cincinnati and say hello to John Sherva with the Los Angeles Times. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I'm actually in Terminal B at Cincinnati Airport.
You made it.
I made it. It rained the whole time. I've seen nothing but rain for like a day and a half. And just sort of for your listeners, if you ever come to the Derby, do not fly out of Louisville on the day after the Derby.
No.
It is the craziest. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I remember one time I was on a plane. I have done it a few times. One time I was on a plane, and the pilot comes on and says, we are number 33 in line. And
God.
It's not the commercials, the flights. It's all the private flights.
Yeah.
So, because a lot of rich people are at the Derby. But, yes, I am here in lovely Cincinnati. Or actually, the Cincinnati Airport is in Kentucky. So,
by the way, hey, John, I know Bill Dwyer a couple times flew private, but I don't know if you ever have. I did it. The one time I went to the Derby, I hooked on. I was able to fly with a guy named Scott Gunther. Owned a piece of the horse that won the Santa Anita Derby. I can't remember his name. It was Jeff Mullins, the trainer. But we flew out of John Wayne to Louisville. Oh, my God. You want to talk about getting spoiled. That is no security. You walk out on the tarmac. You throw your deal up in the hold. You walk onto the plane. Would you like a Bloody Mary? Would I? Boom. And you fly at 46,000 feet. It's like glass up there.
Yeah. I'm not quite. I've flown private once. To Louisville for a Breeders' Cup, with an owner named, and this was well before I was on the beat, named Jay Goldinger. And if you can tell me what his horse was.
Well, Apache Groundfog, wasn't it Apache Groundfog? That was Shoes Last Mount. And the statute of limitations is long since passed. Jay gave Shue $10,000 to ride the horse. Shue could have ridden the winner for Brian Mayberry, but it ended up being Eddie Delahousse. Anyway, that's something else, John. I don't want to get too far off the beaten path. You're waiting for a flight down to Orlando. As a guy, you know, working for the Times, I enjoyed your work all week and your game story in the, you know, today's paper. But what was your take on the media situation, and what are people talking about there, you know, when you're getting together with them?
Well, you know, the story for me going in was journalism, and I completely agree with Kurt in that I thought he ran a great race. He didn't win. Sovereignty was better. But I thought it was a fabulous Derby. And actually the Oaks too, was also, you know, with the Brad Cox horse. But, you know, it was a little bit different than last year, because last year was 150. It was all about Churchill. And this was more about the horses and the racing.
I agree.
And the rain didn't, you know, was, it wasn't too much of an impediment to too many people, although I frankly didn't leave the media bunker, because I didn't want to get wet. But, it is, you know, they put on a great show. The city just really gets up for it. I mean, everything is Derby. And, you know, when you're there, it's long days and tiring. But, you know, by the time I get back to Orlando this afternoon, I'll say, okay, I'm looking forward to 152.
Right. And what about the Preakness, though, in 13 days? Are you going to go up there and cover?
Yes, I will. I will.
And what about possible runners? We're hearing it could be a little light.
It could be. I mean, I've already picked the winner. The winner's going to be Rodriguez.
Yep.
Everything is set up for him. And Mott this morning at the barn still would not commit to running Sovereignty there. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it would be a whole different race. It would be like a really good grade one without Sovereignty in it. But, yeah, they're a little light. And I think Baffert has – I was looking at the possibles and probables, and the only Southern California horses were all Bafferts. I didn't see anybody else going there. And, of course, Journalism's not going to go. I saw Baeza as a possible, but I don't see Sheriff's running back on 2 weeks. I don't know. What do you think?
I really don't, but I don't know. I mean, and we saw Lee Searing. I mean, John wasn't all that – hot on going to the Derby without being in. They sat on the also, got in, you know, on Friday. So I just don't – I would kind of be surprised. It seems to me, man, he's got the style for the Belmont. He'll run all day. But I said this a couple of times. I think Baeza has tremendous upside, John.
I do. And you know, let's not forget that basically if you throw out Sovereignty, which I know you can't do, you have the San Anita Derby finish.
Yeah,
you know, you had Journalism and Baeza.
Yeah,
So I think it was a really good showing for Southern California. I mean, Mike McCarthy was just fantastic this week. You know, sometimes he's very professional and businesslike, but he was just, you know, so accommodating. He was telling jokes. He was
good.
He was just great. It was like he was really relishing it. And you know, obviously for selfish reasons, would have loved to see Journalism win. But again, he just got beat by a better horse on that day.
And they both ran their races. I mean, I just, to me, the day was a touchdown for our game. John Sherva, thanks so much for your time. Safe travels back to Florida and then up to Pimlico for the second jewel in the Triple Crown in just 13 days. Thank you so much.
You bet, Mike.
All right, folks, quick word about Western Rooter, owned by good friends of mine, Larry and John Batala, along with Mike Glenn. They've been in business, family-owned, for more than four decades. Go to their website. There's never a good time for plumbing issues, but if you've got them, I can tell you from multiple personal experiences, Western Rooter is the way to go. Go to their website. They've got over 400 five-star reviews, commercial, residential, 24/7, serving the entire San Gabriel Valley. Hey, give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. We're going to step aside briefly, coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of Bet on Bruce. And Bruce...
Andy, we have another call, Andy Harris.
Tell him, we'll call him back, okay? We gave his selection out. I'm sorry, Elise. We're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll be right back here on Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair and the filly named Beautiful, who are both undefeated heading into the final. And racing fans, tonight, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over $109,000 last Sunday night. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, breeders, we got 2 months to go, May and June. Of course, with the 11-month gestation period, you can breed through June and you're still good for a 2026 foal. The newest stallion to California, and he's got an incredible pedigree and an outstanding race record. Just take a look at his win in the 2022 Grade 2 San Felipe. On the strength of that win, he was the even money favorite in the Santa Anita Derby. His name, Forbidden Kingdom. Call farm manager Terry Knight right now at Legacy Ranch, owned by Pete and Ev Perella up in Clemens, California, near Sacramento. 510-928-4980. And let everybody there at Legacy take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. And they've also got a stallion roster that includes Clubhouse Ride along with Straight Fire. Folks, get out to the Derby Room out at Fairplex Park. I noted how busy they were yesterday. It's free of charge every day out there to park, admission. They put enough clerks on and a ton of self-serve machines. Great audio-visual presentation along with food and beverage. Can't say enough about the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada, and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, first things first, I know you were all over Sovereignty, as was Jonathan Hardoon on air with John Lindo yesterday in the Kentucky Derby. $17.90, 96 cents to Wynn Mutual. Great job, and you get great value on those kind of days.
You know, he was the horse that didn't get, Ray Pollock mentioned it earlier, he was getting very little buzz this week, and I don't know why. He ran so well in Florida, and he drifted up in price, and everybody's darling was Sandman, who went off at 5-1. It's funny, he faced Sandman in Churchill Downs in that Street Sense race, and Sandman ate sand that day. So I was surprised the way it was bet, but pleasantly surprised. And like you said, a lot of tourists gambling, a lot of people betting this race that don't normally bet the races.
Casual money, Bruce. Casual money, yes.
Yeah. And that helped. But you know what? This horse, I think, still has tremendous upside, Mike. He didn't have the easiest. Sovereignty did not have the easiest winter. He only ran, late October, and his plan was to run three times in Florida. He missed the first race due to an issue. It was supposed to run on February 1st. Mike, I was following him. He wasn't even showing up on the work tab in that period of time. So they had to regroup and run twice in 4 weeks. They had to run him in the Fountain of Youth and Florida Derby with all that inactivity. He didn't train particularly well also in Florida. I watched his workouts on video, And he still, on just ability, ran big with a win in a second. So I think this is a horse that still is getting fit. Believe it or not, this was not the ideal way to get up to the Derby, and that just shows you what a great trainer Mott is and what a great horse this is.
I agree with you. And in my opinion, I don't know if I want to say great crop just this soon, but I think it's one heck of a deep, talented crop of three-year-olds this year.
Yeah, especially the top two or three. I mean, they really show. Nothing wrong with journalism. Journalism ran great. You know, it was nice to see a cleanly run race that was formful and really got to see the best two athletes duking it out down the lane.
And I'm looking forward to seeing Rodriguez at Pimlico. It looks like it's looking pretty good that he's going to run there at a mile and 3/16.
What about the other Baffert runner, Mike Cornucopia? Is he also a possibility? I think he was named possibly as
well. He was entered last week, right, at Aqueduct, and I didn't see the race.
Oh, he did? Okay, so I'm unaware of it. Okay.
So I just don't know. Anyway,
I know he was considered.
Yeah, let's get to the matters at hand, Bruce. Where do you want to go first?
Let's go to John Hardoon's neck of the woods, Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, the sixth race. Is scheduled for the turf, and I think we're on the turf. I like a course specialist here, Mike, and that's the sixth Final Verdict. Two races ago, late September, best race I think he had ever run, where he laid third wide and just overpowered the field. Very professional. He went to Churchill. He got bet. He had a troubled trip. He checked on the turn. It was a horse disqualified that caused him trouble. They put this guy on the sidelines. He won both of his races here, although he was disqualified, but I think he could be relatively close up in a race that's kind of begging for a little speed, but I think he's just a different horse on this grass course. So race six, let's go with the sixth Final Verdict at 9-2.
Okay, post time for that 3:27 Eastern, and a two-day carryover in the pick six at Santa Anita, 77,347. Where do you want to go on the 10-race card, Bruce?
I hate to go up against my friend Kurt Hoover, but I really like a horse in the 10th race. It's not a pricey play, but I really love the 3-1 shot, the 7, Blebby's Tiger. This was a Northern California horse, Mike, that came off a 7-month layoff, tried the downhill course for the first time, and sometimes this happens. The horse hit the dirt crossing, and the horse inside of him was right off the leaders. He had Lovely Idaho, the big favorite, on the lead. He got pushed. She got pushed very wide on the dirt crossing, and somehow she corrected herself, got straight, and ran the big favorite to a nose photo. I thought she ran giant considering the trip and considering the layoff. I think if she just stays out of trouble, she should be dynamite here today. 10th race, the 7, Blevy's Tiger. She's 3-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, as you know, Oaklawn, yesterday the curtain came down. Boy, they dealt with a lot of bad weather back there. What's up at betonbruce.com right now?
I'm with John on today's skimpy schedule. We're just doing Santa Anita and the late races from Aqueduct on the full card and best bets at Santa Anita. We always include audio along with that.
Terrific. Hey, thanks so much, Bruce. And again, congrats on a nice win in the Derby yesterday.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll close this segment out with Bob Mazursky. You can catch his graded handicap with Bob's own morning line in all the SoCal News Group papers every racing day in Southern California. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
You've seen a lot of Derbies. Your take?
I thought the horses that I thought would run well did run well, and journalism was second best yesterday. I can't give them any excuses, and Sovereignty's obviously a very nice horse. Baeza ran well to be third, and it looked like a race on paper where they'd go fast early and the closers would dominate, and that's what happened, and it didn't matter was it on a fast track or a sloppy track.
I'm looking at the form chart. Final time, mile and a quarter, 2:02 and 1/5. Showery, sloppy, and I just thought the really good thing, we didn't just see him just staggering home. I mean, the horses you expected to fire, they did, Bob, and it was a really good formful race.
Oh, absolutely. It is. You know, I picked Journalism first, Sovereignty second, and Baeza third. So, you know, I was right there. And then the horse I made the long shot, Final Gambit, ran fourth. So I think so the race, you know, turned out pretty well.
You were over the target. But that's turf history. Who do you like today, Bob?
I'm going to go to the seventh race, and I like Val Brinker Off's horse, number 6, Got Your 6. The horse is a fictional price on the line, 10-1. I don't think he's going to be that high, but he showed good speed against much better horses the last time he was chasing Let Me In, who went on to a big win in that race and has a chance in the race he's in today. I think dropping to this level, I think this horse could be long gone. So number six, got your six in race seven.
Post time for that 4:08 Pacific. Bob, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. What's left?
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
You bet. Hey, folks, it's here, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. And man, oh man, on big days with big fields, that can really result in some nice profits. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. We'll take our final time out the day after the Derby, heading to South Florida, checking in with Toby Callett. Then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th. Led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair and the filly named Beautiful, who are both undefeated heading into the final. And racing fans, tonight, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over 109,000 last Sunday night. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart's Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
If you want to count.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. A quick word about David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. As you know, there's a lot of hubbub going around about tariffs and so on. Now's the time. Get to David Wilson's Toyota of Orange or South Bay Toyota. If you get into Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. The number to call at Toyota of Orange, 714-639-6750. Go to their website, toyotaoforange.com. You'll see nearly 4,000 reviews. And I can tell you from having bought, I think it's at five now, five vehicles from Toyota of Orange, you're never going to beat the customer service, the follow-up, and the deal. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. We get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Good. You okay as far as weather goes?
Yep, weather's good. Everything's fine. It might rain later, but they have a force out in the pick six, and half of the pick six races are Cepeda. So rain or shine, you know they'll run on that. And,
yeah.
For those that are getting involved, that's great. I wanted to say one thing real quick. You know, Kurt had alluded to Bill Mott having trained the second dam of Sovereignty. He also trained the third dam. So there was a lot of familiarity in the maternal line with Mott and Sovereignty's maternal line family.
And people say, well, it doesn't matter. Well, you know what? They're all pluses. It does matter. I'll tell you what matters is how we finish up on the ledger today. Can we make some money somewhere?
I'm going to try to help you start out at Must Gives at Gulfstream today. It's a grass race. These are maybe three and up, and they're going five furlongs on the turf. I like the two back to gridlock. Now in the Cullen Murrah barn, brother Rajiv is going to ride. I think it's a good spot. Behind him, we're looking at the five. Serenosa, the three, Tree Seed Tie, and the one, Fleeting Free. It's 2-5-3-1. We'll have a lot of fun getting started in today's fourth at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, fourth race post time set for 2:29. Toby Callett says it's number two back to gridlock. Toby, thank you so much, and have a great day, my friend.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right, take two with Jonathan Hardoon from the South Point. Up in Las Vegas, Nevada, on behalf of the Raggers and Chiefs. John, good morning. Two-day carryover at Santa Anita. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, just one thing about Sandman. You and Bruce were talking about him, and no one could understand all the money this horse was taking, but I find out that I have no idea what a social media influence
was. Oh, they were all over it, yeah.
Yeah, so supposedly the guy has like a million followers. Well, after Sandman's performance, maybe he'll lose a few.
That's
where all the money was coming from.
Yeah, that certainly didn't hurt, you know. And I had a note from George Bravica, who used to run the racing show out at Fairplex Park. He said on the broadcast yesterday, two non-racing people, quote-unquote, Jason Worth and the social media influencer who owns part of Sandman, both called horse racing the greatest sport on earth. So I'll take that for sure. Anyway, some casual money went down the drain there, John.
It certainly did, Mike. All right, for radio play number two, we're going to go up against the Clockers in the second race today at San Diego.
Oh.
And I really like the number two horse in here, Charlie Foxtrot. This is a three-year-old Ridgeling from the Mark Latt barn. Draw a line through his last race on the turf. He wanted no part of it. Returns to the dirt today where he ran very well in his first start. Blinkers go on. A couple of works since his last race, 9-2 on the morning line. Kazuchi Kimura aboard to ride. Number seven, Charlie Foxtrot, wins today second out of San Anita.
Kazushi Kimura and Mark Glad get together with number seven, Charlie Foxtrot, 9-2 on the morning line. That's going to be the Ragas and Sheets play of the day. Post time at about 1:30 Pacific. And again, John, things have leaned down here the day after the Derby. But what's on the Ragas and Sheets menu today?
Light menu, Mike. We have Aqueduct and we have San Anita.
I love it. JONHARDOON.com. And, John, I'm just so glad, man, you enjoyed your stay up there at the South Point. I caught you on air yesterday with John, and sounds like you guys had a great seminar. They take care of the players at the South Point. They really do.
It's unbelievable, Mike. You know, you go to most places, you got to spend $20 on a beer. Well, that's not the case here, I'll tell you that much. You can get a whole basket full of food for the same $20. So.
All right. John, safe travels to the airport. Thank you. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
My thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz. It's Angels, Tigers in just a little bit here at the Big A. Here's hoping the Halos get two in a row. For everybody involved, I'm Mike Willman. So long. Good health today.
Been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
One series lead, and they have veteran players who've been in these games before. As for Houston, here's Rockets coach Ime Udoka.
Our young guys aren't really fazed by it.